This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee voted Wednesday to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The vote is part of the legal battle over access to the Robert Mueller Russia report.
There are 24 ayes and 16 noes.
Ahead of the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the report and reserved the right to block access. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says this is an attempt by the executive branch to take power away from Congress and the American people.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says there is no constitutional crisis.
This is simply another entrance to defame the attorney general, to lower him in the eyes of the public.
Republicans on the committee say Democrats are not happy with the findings of the Mueller report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr., calling him in to answer questions about his 2017 congressional testimony. The committee has renewed interest in talking to President Donald Trump's eldest son after Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, told a House committee in February that he had briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Trump Jr. had told the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2017 that he was only peripherally aware of the proposal to build the building. The Senate Intelligence Committee has been investigating Russian election interference and President Trump's ties to Russia for the past 2 years. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.